Good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live, January 27, 2016. Tonight's quote talks about drops of water. When I was young, I always wondered how rivers worked. I grew up in the forest, and we'd go back and there'd be these streams in the forest. You look at the streams or the rivers and you think, wow, where's all the water coming from, right? This is the imagery the Buddha evokes. In India, they've got major rivers like the Ganga River. Big river. Long river. And if you go up to the mountains, you see you can find the source of the river. So the imagery here is of how rain falls on the mountain, and it swells the rivers, but eventually the rain from the top of the mountain trickles down into the rivers and into the lakes and eventually makes it back to the ocean. And he uses this imagery to explain how the practice works, or encourage us in our practice. Because practice often seems like drops of water. When your stomach rises, you say to yourself, rise. When it falls, you say, fall. It feels like drops in a bucket. You think, what could that possibly do? Maybe you have hope in the beginning, but then as you practice, you see there's too much. Too many bad habits and bad thoughts. And it's too difficult. There's too much. There's no way this is... It's not enough. These drops of moments of mindfulness. You can be mindful for moments, but then... For hours I'll be unmindful. There's no way I can ever make it all the way to become enlightened, to free myself from these problems. So far to go, I'm never going to make it. But you know the old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. And water, drops of water, may seem minuscule on their own, but when you gather them together, they can flood an entire city. So it's these drops that actually are the path. It's these drops that will actually get us to the goal. Because everything's a habit. Everything is stacked upon other things. All of our behaviors, they don't come from nowhere. They aren't intrinsic in us. People say, I'm an angry person, or I'm a greedy person, or I have a chemical imbalance that makes me depressed or bipolar or whatever. None of these things are intrinsic to us. Even our own brains, our own bodies, these are not intrinsic to us. We know that. We're going to lose them. They're something artificial that we've cultivated. They're a part of this habit of cultivating, this habit of collecting, this habit of building, creating. And so how do we fix this? How do we solve it? How do we change this? Well, we start building new habits. We do the same thing, only we do it in a different direction. We build up habits of mindfulness, habits of focus, habits of peace, habits of clarity, habits of contentment, habits of wisdom. And how do you build a habit? You have to build it step by step, moment by moment, retraining your mind. At the same time, all the old habits will come back. But the point is to not ever let yourself forget that it's the drops. It's the moment. They change you. They don't disappear. They don't go away. The thing about water is it goes in a cycle. When you boil water, you say the water evaporated, but it didn't disappear. It goes into the atmosphere. Our good deeds do that as well. They don't go anywhere. They don't disappear when you do a good deed. When you're mindful, when you meditate, every moment that you're mindful, it feels like you put a drop in the bucket and it disappears, but eventually you look in the bucket and you're starting to fill it up, but eventually you fill it and it overflows. This is what drops of water do. When you're mindful, it feels like you're just practiced for an hour, now that's gone. It feels like it's gone because you don't see it. But you've changed the universe. If you compare that hour you spent being mindful with an hour spent not being mindful, if you had not been mindful for that hour, you would be in a totally different state. Your life would be on a different path. You've changed your life path. You've changed the universe. So if you practice day in and day out, moment after moment, building up these drops of water, the results don't disappear. They just mix with all the other results, with all the other effects of all the other things that you've done and that you do. So this is encouragement. The Buddha offers us encouragement. Do not be discouraged by bad habits that you still have, but be encouraged by the practices that you're cultivating to build new habits, good habits, habits that lead to peace, habits that lead to happiness. So, there you have a quote. We have a little bit of Dhamma for the evening. As usual, we have a whole bunch of people meditating. We've got a bunch of people listening. Thank you all for tuning in. See you all next time. Good night.